由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
It is a joy for us to know that you are tuning in and blessed by these broadcasts.
真是欢迎你收听天路导向，并且是借着天路导向是备受上帝的赐福。
I hope that you will write to us and tell us how this is ministering to you.
如果你能够和我们分享回你听了天路导向当中有什么帮助的话，欢迎你写信来到。
But if you are joining our broadcast for the first time,
但是如果你今天是第一次收听天路导向的话，
we are in the middle of a series about the awesome grace of God.
我们正在分享一个叫做奇异神恩的系列信息。
Last time we learned from Ephesians 2:1-10.
上次呢，我们就看过以弗所书第二章一到十节。
That we inherited a sinful nature from Adam and Eve.
我们呢，从始祖亚当和夏娃那里遗传了罪的本性。
So in our past, we were dead men and women walking.
所以我们的过去呢，好像就是行尸走肉一样。
Also in our past, we were enslaved to sin and the world system.
同时我们也都是罪的奴隶，是随从了今世的风俗。
But today, my listening friends, I want to tell you that also in our past, we were subject to God's wrath.
但是今天我也都想告诉你，我们从前还是上帝愤怒的对象。
Someone may say,
有人呢，可能会这样讲的。
God is loving and merciful, and I can even believe that he is just, but not that he has wrath.
上帝是慈爱的，又好怜悯的，就算他是公义都好，但是不至于怒吧。
Surely that is an old-fashioned concept.
这个很明显就是古老和过时的观念啦。
Do you know why the average person does not take God's wrath seriously?
你今天知不知道究竟为什么人通常不愿意接受上帝会大发烈怒的事实呢？
Because they do not take sin seriously.
因为他们对罪是不以为然啊。
How could they?
为什么会这样样呢？
They are dead in trespasses and sin.
他们已经死了在罪恶和过犯之中了。
But my listening friends, Paul is saying to the Christian that you were under wrath.
但是亲爱的朋友，保罗对每一个基督徒讲过呢，就是说你们曾经在上帝的震怒底下。
If you have received the grace of God,
如果你已经接受了上帝的恩典的话，
If you have received the gift of salvation from the hand of God,
如果你已经从上帝的手里面接受了救恩这一份礼物的话，
You are no longer under wrath anymore.
你就不会再在上帝的愤怒之下。
You will never be under wrath ever again.
你永永远远都不会再在上帝的愤怒之下。
You were born under wrath.
你曾经生在愤怒之下。
But if you are born again,
但是如果你已经重生的话，
You are no longer under wrath.
你就不再在上帝的愤怒之下。
If you have not received God's grace, you can ask him for it today.
如果你今天仍然未接受上帝的恩典的话，你可以去求他。
That's how grace takes away our dismal past.
这样就是恩典除去我们悲惨的过去的方式。
Secondly,
第二样东西我要讲的是什么呢？
Grace gives us a glorious present.
恩典啊，是会给我们一个荣耀的现在。
The Christian past is a dreadful condition, but when grace comes in, everything is changed.
基督徒的过去是一个可悲的境况，但是恩典一旦临到的时候，一切都改变了。
Listen again to Ephesians 2:4-5.
那我们可以再看一下以弗所书第二章四到五节。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
但是上帝既然有丰富的怜悯，因为他爱我们的大爱，
made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
当我们死在过犯里面的时候，祂已经叫我们和耶稣基督一起活过来，你们得救是本乎恩。
We are no longer dead men and dead women walking.
我们今天不再是行尸走肉。
You are alive man walking.
你是一个生活是活生生的男人。
You are an alive woman walking.
你是一个活生生的女人。
It is by grace that you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
By grace, God raised us up with Christ.
我们是靠着上帝的恩典和耶稣基督一起复活。
And by grace, God seated us with him in the heavenly realm.
我们靠着上帝的恩典和上帝一起坐在天上面。
Do you know what that means?
你知不知道这样是什么意思呢？
It means that you are set free from sin and the power of sin and the consequences of sin.
意思就是说到你已经从罪恶、罪的权势和罪的后果当中被释放出来了。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢?
It is because there are no slaves in heaven.
因为原来在天上面是没有奴隶的。
And if you are seated in the heavenly realm, beloved friends, you are no longer enslaved to sin.
如果你坐在天国里面，亲爱的朋友，你就不会再做罪的奴隶了。
Do you know, my listening friends, what that means?
亲爱的朋友，你知不知道我所讲的嘢是什么意思呢？
It means that if you are the recipients of God's grace,
意思啊，就是话到如果你接受了上帝的恩典，
you can have victory over lust.
你就可以胜过情欲。
You can have victory over greed.
你就可以胜过贪婪。
You can have victory over anger.
你就可以胜过愤怒。
You can have victory over jealousy.
你就可以胜过嫉妒。
You can have victory over envy.
你就可以胜过猜忌。
You can have victory over fear.
你就可以胜过恐惧。
You can have victory over anxiety.
你就可以胜过忧虑。
You can have victory over doubt.
你就可以胜过怀疑。
You can have victory over all addictions.
你就可以胜过一切的癖好和上瘾。
My listening friends, this is very important.
所以亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，这件事很重要的。
When grace comes in, power comes in.
当恩典临到的时候，你就会得着能力。
When you come to Christ, the chain was broken and you have been set free.
你当你去到耶稣基督面前的时候，你的锁链就会脱落，你就会得着真正的自由。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细去听我要讲的信息。
If you do not have that victory in your life, it could be because of one of two things.
如果你没有办法过着得胜的生活呢，只会有两个原因的啫。
You either did not know that you could have victory over sin.
第一，就是你不知道怎样去胜过罪恶。
Or you never learned how to claim your victory.
第二就是你不知道怎样去得到胜利。
When you accept Christ, you are seated in the heavenly places already.
当你去接受基督的时候，你已经是属天的子民了。
This does not happen sometime down the road when your earthly tent folds.
这个并不需要等到将来，等你在世的帐篷拆毁之后才发生的。
No, this happens the moment you come to Christ.
这件事啊，只要当你去到耶稣基督面前的时候，就即刻生效了。
At that moment, you are seated in the heavenly realm.
在那一刻，你就已经坐在天国里面了。
You are seated in the heavenly places already.
你就已经坐在天上面了。
Some of you may be looking right now at verse 8 of Ephesians 2 and asking the question.
这样可能你已经很快手地就在看以弗所书第二章第八节里面，你就提一个问题。
How can we be saved by grace alone and faith alone?
我们怎样可以单单凭着恩典和信心得救呢？
Here's what Paul said.
保罗就这样讲了。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，亦都因为你们的信心，这些东西并不是出于你自己的，乃是由上帝所赐的。
Many people think that faith is something that they have to generate from within.
很多人以为信心是从人的心里面发出来的。
That is not true.
这一样东西并不是真的。
When you exercise faith in believing and receiving God's gift of eternal life, that faith was not ours to begin with.
当我们靠着信心去相信并且接受上帝永生的礼物的时候，那个信心并不是由我们身上开始的。
God gave it to us as a gift.
这件事其实乃是上帝赐给我们的礼物。
Otherwise, faith would be your merit.
否则呢，信心就会成为了你可夸的地方啦。
And you cannot be saved by your merits.
而你是不能够靠着自己的可夸的地方或者优点而得救的。
Oh yes, grace takes away our dismal past.
啊，是的，恩典是除去了我们悲惨的过去。
And grace gives us a glorious present.
恩典亦都为我们提供了一个荣耀的现在。
But thirdly, grace leads us to a very bright and stupendous future.
而且第三，恩典会领导我们通往一个非常光明伟大的未来。
Paul is telling us that the grace of God not only takes away our dismal past.
保罗告诉我们，上帝的恩典是不单止除去我们悲惨的过去。
That the grace of God not only gives us a glorious present.
上帝的恩典不单止给我们有荣耀的现在。
But our futures are also as bright as God himself.
而我们的将来，他要讲的是要好像上帝一样那么光。
What do I mean by futures in the plural?
为什么我讲 future, 未来这个字呢，是有 futures, 有 S 音是复数呢？
There is an immediate future mentioned here in verse 10.
因为呢，所讲的将来呢，是包含即刻的将来，即是下一秒这样，就好像第十节提到的东西。
For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do.
我们原是祂的工作，在基督耶稣里面造成的，为了叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备叫我们行的。
And then there is a distant future mentioned in verse 7.
祂亦都包括了呢，在第七节提及的遥远的将来。
In order that in the coming ages, He might show the incomparable riches of His grace expressed in His kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
第七节话到要将祂极丰富的恩典，就是祂在基督耶稣里面向我们所施的恩典，显给后来的世代看。
Our immediate future consists of the wonderful occupation of being ambassadors for the King of Kings.
我们随即得到的那个奇妙的使命呢，其实是什么？就是要成为万王之王的大使。
Just as the ambassador does not do what he or she wants to do,
正如呢，一个普通的大使一样，他不是想做就去做。
Just as the ambassador does not say what he or she thinks,
正如一个普通的大使一样，他不是想讲什么就讲什么。
Just as the ambassador does not live the way he or she likes to live.
正如大使一样，他们不能够想怎样生活就怎样生活。
But rather the ambassador represents his or her own country.
因为呢，每一个大使其实都是代表着自己的国家。
so do those who are saved by grace.
好似我哋咧，去靠住上帝恩典得救嘅人。
Good works do not save us.
行善系唔能够去救我哋噶。
But once we are saved, we have good works in store for us.
一旦当我哋得救之后，我哋便要开始预备行善。
Grace and good works do not save us.
恩典就算加上行善都唔能够救我哋。
But our good works are merely our expression of gratitude for God's grace.
但系咧，行善系只系因为我哋对上帝嘅恩典而表达嘅感谢嚟嘅啫。
There are some people who say that now that we are saved by grace, we can sin to our heart's content.
有人会讲话，既然我哋靠恩典得救，咁样我哋就可以尽情犯罪啦。
We can just sit on our easy chair and do nothing.
我哋大可以安坐落嚟，乜都唔使做啦。
Let me illustrate.
咁咧喺度等我哋休息一下，翻嚟之后咧，我再同你分享一个例子。
Can you imagine a king or a queen bringing in a homeless person off the street?
你能唔能够想象，假如皇帝同埋皇后带一个流浪汉翻佢嘅皇宫
？They adopt him as their son, and he becomes a prince.
将呢一个流浪汉收养为佢嘅养子，于是咧个流浪汉就成为咗王子啦。
He gets cleaned up.
佢咧就有人帮佢冲下凉啊，洗干净。
And he gets washed up.
佢咧就做一啲梳洗
，and his adoption papers are signed，
之后就签咗领养啊收养嘅文件。
And then the next day he goes down to the streets and starts to live as he did before。
跟住第二日佢就翻翻上街上面就过翻佢以往嘅生活。
No，
系咪先冇可能噶嘛
？He begins to learn how to behave like a prince。
呢个人要开始学习王子应有嘅举止。
He begins to learn how to walk like a prince.
佢要学习王子应有嘅行路嘅姿势。
He begins to learn how to speak like a prince.
佢要学习王子应该有嘅谈吐。
He begins to learn how to act like a prince.
佢要学习王子应该有嘅举动。
He begins to learn how to work like a prince.
佢要学习王子应该做嘅嘢。
And that is the immediate future that the grace of God brings to us.
呢一种咧就系我哋之前讲过得着恩典之后即刻要发生嘅嘢。
But in verse 7 of Ephesians 2, Paul talks about the destined future.
咁但系喺以弗所书第二章七节里面，保罗就讲到遥远嘅将来。
That in the ages to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将佢极丰富嘅恩典，就系佢喺基督耶稣里面向我哋所施嘅恩惠同埋慈爱，显明俾后嚟嘅世代睇啊。
God has been gracious to us here and now。
上帝一直直到而家都系用恩慈去对待我哋。
But he is going to be far more gracious in the hereafter。
但系佢将来嘅恩慈系会更加嘅丰富。
God has blessed us here and now。
上帝而家就赐福俾我哋。
But this is nothing in comparison to the blessings that he will bestow upon us in the hereafter.
但系比起将来嘅赐福，却算唔得啲乜嘢。
God has lavished his grace here.
上帝已经慷慨咁样施恩俾我哋。
But he will overwhelm us with his grace in the hereafter.
但系佢将来仲要将恩典倾注俾我哋。
There is no good thing that he will ever withhold from those who are saved by grace.
佢永远都唔会保留一样嘅好处，系唔加俾一啲靠恩典得救嘅人。
For it is by grace that you are saved.
因为你哋得救系本乎恩。
By faith, which is not your faith, but the gift of God.
亦都系因为信，但系呢啲信唔系出于你自己，乃系由上帝所赐嘅礼物。
And you were saved for a purpose, and that is to serve the living God.
而你得救系有一个目的，就系要侍奉永生嘅上帝。
My listening friends,
各位亲爱嘅听众朋友
Are you walking in the good works for which you are predestined to walk in?
你今日有冇行善呢？就系上帝预备叫你行嘅善行呢？
Are you serving with all of your heart in thankfulness to the grace of God?
你有冇全心去侍奉上帝，去报答上帝呢？
I want to challenge all of you who are the recipients of the grace of God.
如果你已经接受咗上帝嘅恩典嘅话，我想喺而家就向你发出一个挑战。
To seek to serve God in some way.
就喺度咧，要寻求边一方面你可以报答上帝。
我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我要因我的神喜乐。我的灵魂必不落在阴间，我必得见我的圣者。我献上赞美，我努力歌颂，歌颂主的恩典无穷。他的话语深知我的心中，得享主爱如春风。我是一个蒙恩的人，我有一位爱我的神，为我受死，领我进入永生的门，唤醒我沉睡的灵魂。我是一个蒙恩的人，我有一位爱我的神，他的慈爱比天还高，比海更深，我一生在他眼前蒙。
各位亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们都是一个蒙恩的人，我们有爱我们的上帝，他为我们受死，去为我们施慈爱，去让我们去进入永生的门，让我们都能够在这里去感受到我们要去快乐的心，我们要去感恩的心，要去回报上帝。
我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我要因我的神喜乐。我的灵魂必不落在阴间，我必得见我的圣者。我献上赞美，我努力歌颂，歌颂主的恩典无穷。深知我的心中，得享主爱如春风。我是一个蒙恩的人，我有一位爱我的神，为我受死，领我进入永生的门，唤醒我沉睡的灵魂。我是一个蒙恩的人，我有一位爱我的神，他的慈爱比天还高，比海更深，我一生在他眼前蒙。
啱啱送上俾你嘅系洪启源填词作曲演唱，许华强编曲和声嘅《蒙恩的人》，系来自诗篇第十六篇九到十一节同埋箴言第三章第四节嘅歌词，系来自洪启源最一只嘅创作嘅大碟，系叫做《青青草原上》，佢嘅英文咧都系好可爱嘅，叫做《On the Green Green Plain》。咁咧，希望咧大家系喜欢呢一首咁有中国调嘅歌曲，亦都咧系纪念佢喺歌词里面讲过，我哋的确系一个蒙恩嘅人，而我哋得救嘅目的就系要侍奉永生嘅上帝，因为我哋得救嘅恩典同埋信心根本就唔系出于自己，乃系上帝所赐俾我哋噶。咁咧喺今日咧嘅天路导向里面咧，我哋系非常之欢迎大家系写信嚟到去回应我哋呢一个嘅话题，就系究竟你喺你嘅生命里面有冇蒙受上帝嘅恩典呢？或者话你喺你嘅生命里面有冇试过凭住信心系根据上帝嘅恩典而越过某一啲嘅障碍呢？咁喺度咧系，如果你有嘅话，欢迎你系写信嚟到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街，大小嘅大，有冇嘅有，一号十楼。咁写信咧，俾我万峰，千千万万嘅万，同埋攀越高峰嘅峰，或者麦克牧师，麦就系迈向前方嘅麦，克服困难个克。咁咧喺度咧，亦都可以写一个电邮俾我哋，我哋嘅电邮地址就系 liangyou@liangyou.net， 咁咧，我哋收到你嘅来信之后咧，我哋会尽快去俾你回信噶。咁喺度咧，希望大家喺今日嘅节目里面一定要记住，我哋嘅生命就系一个蒙恩嘅人，而耶稣基督就系赐俾我哋恩典嘅上帝，佢赐俾我哋恩典嘅嗰种嘅丰厚系想象唔到噶，我哋想象唔到。佢赐俾我哋嘅恩典系几咁丰厚，但系麦克牧师俾咗一个好好嘅提醒我哋，佢就系用王子嘅比喻话俾我哋听，我哋既然今日已经成为王子，我哋就要学习点样去好似一个王子咁样，有佢嘅举止、行路、谈吐、举动、工作。如果唔系咧，我哋所做嘅嘢，我哋所得到嘅恩典，一切都系徒然。上帝赐恩俾我哋，我哋就要学习回报。我相信呢一个就系今日天路导向嘅好重要、好重要嘅信息。喺度愿上帝大大赐福俾你。我哋喺下次天路导向嘅时间里面，同你去再会，再见。